Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight. We were just doing some hot gossiping before hitting record.
You know,
sorry guys.
I really wish that you could all hear some of the things that we talk about in private, but unfortunately you can't.
No. It's like just one step removed from normal lady gang gossip.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same topics. It's just some differing opinions on them.
The thing is that we've learned our lesson, because if you... This podcast, as we know, is going to go to like for another 40 years, and our opinions on things change. And so, you know, that one time I was like, blue nail polish, I hate it. You can't shit talk these things on the air, because in 5 years I'm looking at a navy nail and I'm like, I kind of love it. And people are like, you said blah, blah. So I can't shit talk someone right now, because I may in 2 years feel differently about them.
Well, and Kelty, we shouldn't feel bad about our wishy-washy opinions, because it's the sign of a good person or something along those lines. There was something on Instagram. It was something on Instagram where it's like, if you're someone who's able to have their mind changed, like, basically it's a good thing to not be so rigid, to be like open to new ideas.
New nail colors, you know?
New nail colors.
I do love that the turquoise nail polish debacle was one of the most controversial moments that we've ever had.
I also can't believe we wasted any energy on that. Like,
I didn't sleep for like 3 days. I was somewhere and people were like, you've never been canceled. And I was like, no, I've been canceled. And they're like, about what? And I was like, blue nail polish. And they're like,
yeah. Anyway. For those of you who are new to Lady Gang, I went on a rant, and I was talking about how I don't like Yelp photos that are client taken portraits of their toes. And it's always like the worst like pedicures you've ever seen, like a toe ring,
a tiny flower. And then, well, now Becca, you're bringing it back up. We're getting canceled all over again.
But no, I'm telling them what I said.
Oh.
And so people were very upset and they were like, why don't you just let us live? And I was like, oh my God, I didn't know that I couldn't have an opinion on colors I liked.
And like feet photos that I didn't ask for on the internet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So that's what's happening. We got canceled, and but we're back. Because guess what?
You can't cancel us. Are you ready?
It's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
You guys, I want to go first because it just really jogged a memory of something that is relevant to what we're talking about.
Okay.
So my good week is... If you guys remember on one of our Lady Gang shows, I had brought up the fact that I was really jealous of you two because you both had WikiFeet pages. I didn't have one. And I feel like that is a sure sign of success, is when some random person makes you a WikiFeet page. Mm-hmm. And then after like all of the talk about it, and I did like a big display of like all of your comments and your pictures, I showed the audience that I did have a man emailing me about sending him feet pics.
Mm. Yes.
Now, this guy's name is Adam Skion. He first emailed me September 27th of last year, and he said, "Hi, Jack, you're really pretty and have nice feet. I'm interested in buying pics." Now, since then, he's emailed me every single month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've gotten 6 emails from him since then. Every month, October, November, December, January. My last one was from January 2nd. And I said, "Hi, you have really pretty and nice feet. I'd really like to see some more, please." So it's not even the same email, copy-paste. He's sending me a new message every month.
Mm-hmm. Is this an email to your personal email address?
Yeah.
Jack, well, her personal email address is on her Instagram, though.
I mean, it's public.
Oh, right. Yes. I think we've talked about
this. So what are you going to do?
Do it. Try it out. See what happens.
Jack, it's legal.
Should I ask him to name his price?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And see how much he would charge for like a single foot pic?
Yeah. Give him
your
Venmo.
Both feet, 1 foot, close up, far away. Like, I need to know exactly the details.
And you should get a deposit up front. Say, send me half the amount to my Venmo. And then when I see that, I'll send the picture and then you'll send me the other half.
Okay. I like this. It's a journey. I just love how every email is completely different. Like, not completely different. It's a variation of the same thing. But you would think that he would just copy paste the same email, because I'm assuming I'm not the only person he's sending it to.
I wouldn't assume that. Your
maybe I am.
Stuff, like,
I need to try to look him up.
In the words of Mindy Kaling, why not me?
Why not me? You know what? Let's make some money off these Tootsies.
Okay.
Okay. So that's my, I guess, good week. Okay. I don't know. Okay. My interesting week. Well, I'll make that my good week. So my bad week is I went to Colorado recently for this Zoomies event I go to every year, 100K. It's amazing. But I get really, really bad altitude sickness. I have to take medicine for it, but I'm still dying, like heart palpitations. Like, I feel like my heart is going to explode, whatever. But then another symptom of the altitude sickness is getting very, very gassy, like bloated, air bubbles.
It's called the altitudes.
The altitudes. So I was in Breckenridge and I was
devil's advocate.
Oh my God. Sorry. I didn't mean to hit that one.
None of those were pertinent.
No, they never are.
Sexy mature. Yeah.
That'll be the closest one. Okay. Anyways, I was at a bar restaurant, like having dinner at a bar in a restaurant. And I had to toot. And I'm like, I can't hold it in. Like, it's going to have to come out now. I feel really bad for the people around me. And as I did it, less than 5 seconds later, I had a fan come up to me. Mm. And it was when the toot was releasing its stench. And I've never felt like I've been more of an unfortunate situation than that moment.
My God.
So I'm really, really sorry. You. To Jessica from Breckenridge. I don't always smell that bad.
Wow.
But no. I did in this moment. Poor you Jessica. Can't not release the, like when you have the altitudes, like it feels like your stomach's going to explode. Like you have to, when they're ready to come out, you just got to let it go.
Yeah, don't meet your idols.
Don't meet. And it was so bad. I feel so bad. It's like one of those moments that you go and you lay your head down to bed. This is going to be when I'm like 60 years old and I'm going to think about that like, moment.
Poor Jessica. Yeah. I love it. Come on, Jack. You're so perfect in so many ways. Except sometimes. Your bowels are really fucked up. Becca?
Okay. Guys, I have a new, I don't know what to call this. Journey?
A saga?
A new saga in my life that I'm documenting on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen what I'm calling this is Karen Goes to College with a K. So it is a series of unfortunate events that began in the year 2013. When I thought I graduated college, I went back to school, did my online degree. The whole time I was on Glee, I was on set doing some things. And, you know, it was hard, like juggling Glee, my blog, June Moss, and going back to school to continue my career.
She's doing it all.
My degree. It was always a shit show, you know? And so I just assumed that it was my fault that I stuff up, and I didn't have an advisor tell me that I was taking the wrong class at the final semester. So I have the whole graduation party. I'm like, yay, I'm basically a doctor. It took me 7 years to finish college. Ha ha. And then I find out when I'm like, where is my degree? My mom wants my diploma, you know? on her wall. And I reach out and they're like, no, we're so sorry. You're one credit shy. That last course should have been specifically like a liberal arts class or something. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I petitioned the dean. I did all this shit. And it was like, my major was musical theater. I was like, does being
on Broadway count?
Count?
You give her a bonus point. Wow.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It didn't. And nobody took accountability for f***ing up my final semester. Oh, so you know what I did? I decided I'm going to have a little bit of a chill year. My mom has been begging me to finish my degree. So I went and I applied. I had to reapply to get back into the motherfucking school that I went to. I got accepted. And since then, if you've been following me on Instagram, it has been a shitstorm of a nightmare. I have received no less than 800 emails since being accepted with differing information in 85 different places to register for my classes, none of which have been accurate. Is this a theme in universities? Like, I can't get my college email set up and IT's telling me one thing, someone else is telling me another. It is a fucking nightmare, and I am 3 seconds from just pulling the plug, and classes start in 3 days. And
Have you actually registered? Did you figure it out?
No. After we record today, I have a Zoom with someone, some random person that's technically supposed to be some sort of an advisor. But then since setting up this Zoom, I've gotten two other people's email addresses that I'm supposed to contact to get set up and get my classes registered. Like, I don't know. I said on Instagram, like, why is this? This feels like I'm talking to like Spectrum. Like, why? Why is this like talking to a cable company? It is mind blowing.
Assuming you're paying them.
Well, here's the other thing.
You got
They're
it
like,
for free.
You have to make your deposit. You have to make your deposit before of $500 for your tuition before you get going.
Oh, shit.
First of all, don't know how to make the deposit. There's literally nowhere it says to make the deposit. Secondly, I got a scholarship of $6,000 because I'm awesome. Okay. So then I'm like, I don't even know how to apply my $6,000 because you're asking me for $500 up front. Can't that come out of my $6,000, like whatever you're awarding me with? It is, you guys, it is bananas. It is a saga. And I feel like a Karen because I have sent so many emails being like, could someone please tell me what's going on?
Well, which is so weird that it feels so archaic because it's Gen Z for the most part that's probably trying to enroll in this college, but it's like boomer kind of.
That's
like ways
what it is. The boomers are running it.
Yeah.
They're
like
too
someone's
virtual. Someone's
taking your email and then putting it in like a large paper binder and like printing it out.
It's like my dad is doing it.
Yes. It's like the same as your. Oh my God.
This feels like if I were doing it because I know I'm a fucking disaster. Okay. But. The people running an institution where they're making thousands and thousands of dollars and responsible for forming young people's brains. I mean, young people and then me, middle age.
Get it together, baby.
Get it together. So I have a saga on Instagram. It's called Karen Goes to College because I'm a total Karen. I read emails, angry emails out loud that I sent to the school. It's a fun time, but it's actually a horrible time and I'm ready to quit. Okay, so that was my bad week. My good week is very simple. There's a word for the Lady Gang Dictionary. It's called the BIL, the bestie in law. This is when your best friend has another best friend that isn't also your best friend, but technically they're your best friend in law. So it's like Afton would be considered my BIL because she's a best friend of a best friend.
Like, so you don't have a friendship with them, but whenever you see them, it's like, cool, you're checking it out, you're having fun, like, it's great, amazing, but like...
It's like your besties by proxy.
Yeah, and there's like an intimacy level, so I wouldn't consider Afton an... Like, I guess the term I would have maybe used before is like, acquaintance, but that's like, we
She's
have
not,
more intimacy.
We know everything about our life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we see the same person nude all the time, so she's... My bestie in law.
Yeah. We both could draw like Jack drew Rose on the Titanic. Jack Vanek's body.
I love it. I love that. That's a good term.
So into it. Okay. Great. My good week is a little past due, like 2 weeks, but I won a Who Wore Better.
Oh,
on Us Weekly. Thank you. Starting off the new year with a
fucking bang. But the good week of it all is like that I wore a kitten heel and I won. And so I'm really rethinking the kitten heel because I wanted to wear this ridiculous polka dot dress, but it was like at 10 in the morning. And so Jack, the stylist, was like, why don't you wear like a flat shoe? And I was like, I can't wear a flat shoe. And then we saw these like tiny pink kitten heel shoes. And he was like, this is very like Haim, super cunty, like Parisian. And I was like, I did it. And then I got best dressed. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm showing a picture that someone sent to me, a covert picture someone sent to me.
Because it was a kitten heel?
And said, is that Kelty in a kitten heel?
Oh my God.
And it's Kelty wearing this giant polka dotted dress in a light pink?
Yeah, light pink.
Kitten heel.
I mean, it's definitely a choice, but I feel like you are the type of person that could pull off a kitten heel. Like I
thought it was really cunty. Like I liked it. I thought you looked cute normally, but I did it and I made the best list.
Who were you up against?
I was up against a girl named Chloe who I didn't know. I think she's an actress, but the thing is I knew she wasn't wearing the same dress that I was wearing because I wore it for the first time and then had a whole thing where there was like the buzzer from the store was on it because I rented it. And then they had to like cut it off with pliers like at the studio before I went. It was like a whole thing. Anyway, it turned out great. I was wonderful.
Congrats.
So that's my good week. Mm-hmm. My bad week. And this is really, it could be a good week for me, but wow. So do you guys know how I don't really listen?
Yeah.
You don't say.
So something was wrong with my ear and I went to the ear doctor and I ended up having like a huge fucking clump of shit in my ear that he had to pull out. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. And while I was like, okay, thank you. I think my in-ear monitor had like continued to like push shit into my ear. Anyway, long story short, he wouldn't let me leave without taking a hearing test. And I was like, I don't need a hearing test. I'm fine. Turns out, bomb, 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 I'm not fine. My hearing sucks. He came in with this like fucking chart and he's like, here's where, so they make you close your eyes. You put on this headset
and
raise your hand when you hear the beep. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So he's doing it like, and I'm like, I'm crushing this. Like it's the right amount of silence between each one. I'm like, I got this. So he brings in this chart and he's like, here's where like a good person's like normal hearing is. Here's where yours is. And it was like halfway down. And he was like, you need to take all of these supplements and come back in 8 weeks. He's like, you have the ears of someone that's had an in-ear monitor in your ear. He's like a Hollywood guy. He's like, you have the ears of someone that's had an in-ear monitor stuck up their ear for 10 years. And I was like, well, I have had an in-ear monitor stuck up my ears.
That sounds pretty correct.
So I thought that everyone's ears, when you were alone in a quiet place, gave a like a...
tinnitus. Yeah. Like Bradley Cooper.
I thought everyone, I was like, this is what silence sounds like. It's not. Other people have just quiet brains.
Yeah. What did you think Bradley Cooper was suffering with in A Star Is Born?
I mean, no, but I didn't realize that what I was experiencing was that.
You thought that you were just normal, hearing a buzz in your ear.
I thought
ear.
I was hearing fine, and then I would be, like, somewhere really quiet, like, in my room, and I'd hear, like, at all times. And I was like, wow, that's really annoying, but I guess that's my brain working.
How are supplements going to make you hear better?
That I have feels no like it's not idea.
True. What supplements are they?
It was, like, a special tinnitus supplement that he... told me to get or whatever. He's like, this is really good for your hearing. There's really nothing you can do.
Yeah. Will you send me
slowly decline?
You got some? You got some tinnitus?
No, my dad has tinnitus and it's really bad.
Yeah. It's super fucking annoying. Now I realize that. I wish someone had never told me because now I'm sitting in the silence and I was like, this brain. Anyway, okay, let's go. It's time for our friends from Full Hearts, Fucked Up Ears, Can't Lose, coming up next.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by BetterHelp. So when you're at your best, you can do great things, right? But sometimes life just gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way you want to. I can speak to that because working with a therapist has helped me so much in getting closer to the best version of me. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. So sometimes I need help being a little less reactive. Sometimes I need help setting boundaries, learning positive coping skills. Whatever it is, it really does empower me to be the best version of myself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. trauma. Everyone deserves therapy and everyone can benefit from it. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is an amazing option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/LadyGang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LadyGang.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at macy's.com/purpose.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Today on the podcast is all about the grip that Friday Night Lights had on me from 2006 to 2007. Yesterday, I polled us. Jack and I can count the amount of football games we've actually been to on one hand together. Becca said she's been to 30 plus. So to love a show about football so much, it had to be absolutely great. Today, we are joined by the stars of Friday Night Lights, actors Scott Porter and Zach Gifford, along with Critics' Choice Award nominated actress and star of the new Hulu rom-com series Up Here and show superfan Mae Whitman, who now all together, the trio, coming for the Lady Gang, hosts the Friday Night Lights recap show. It's not only football, Friday Night Lights and beyond. The podcast is on Our Friends Podcast One. Please welcome to the podcast, Scott, Zach, and May.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. The first thing I'll say to all of you is that it was so annoying trying to write an intro for you, because normally when people are like, all I have left is to do a recap podcast of my show, that my one show, and then you bitches are all like, Scott, Ginny, I mean, the IMDb was like, every single one of you is still working. You're still doing so much shit. It's really annoying. Way to be successful.
Well, because it's normally losers like me who had IMDb and then they couldn't add anything more to it. And so then they started a podcast.
Yeah, you guys, to podcasting.
Yeah.
You're all working.
That's weird. I was going to say, I thought your introduction was so appealing. I was like, wow, they really have this introduction thing down.
They went through all your awards, May. That's why you're so happy about the introduction.
Yeah. Excuse me. It said nominee. Okay. So let's not start getting all excited. It's not like I'm the 17 time award winner. I'm still begging for it.
I did see that glisten in your eye when she said that about you. You're like,
Well, because usually I'm like, I deserve to be here even though I'm not on the show. Hi. So it's nice to have someone be like, no, you have a place in this world. Here it is. It's all good.
You know, when we kicked the podcast off, we were still kind of coming out of the tail of the pandemic years. And I think, you know, we had been on the road and Zach and I had been in hotel rooms for a number of months in a row and not being able to really see anybody. And we're like, how do we hang out with our friends? Let's do this podcast thing. And then we realized very quickly, we don't want to just talk about ourselves for like an hour. It doesn't feel right. So how do we get somebody in who would like actually help with that? And that's May. And we've both been married to her in different TV shows, and we both spent a lot of time with May. And and we just thought, you know, it's actually cool to have a fan perspective kind of in a rewatch podcast, because a lot of the ones I listen to, it's formulaic. You know, we talk about an episode, or they talk about an episode, then have somebody that guested on that episode we wanted to have that kind of feeling all the time, just of somebody exploring that wasn't on the show. And that's where May came in. It's been a lot of fun.
I love that you guys did that. It's so creative. It's so fresh. Because it's like, you're right. It's the same formula for every rewatch show. Yeah.
Well, and May probably asked all the questions that you're, when you're listening to it as a listener, you're like, but what about this? I want to know this. Instead of just like so insider baseball-y. So I think it's fantastic.
Kind of fun too in rewatching it. Because neither Scott or I have watched it since it aired. So I'm seeing things where I'm asking Scott, how was that? Oh, my God. Like, I forgot how amazing you were. Or we go off on tangents. I mean, like, we all are in love with Tyra. We think she's the biggest badass in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun rediscovering it now as a fan and not as someone who's just on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. And as different perspectives as you get older. It's kind of like that weird, like, Catcher in the Rye thing. When you're, like, a teenager, you're like, yeah, the adults are the worst. And then you read it as an adult, and you're like, whoa, Holden, you need some discipline as from an adult. Like, it's like you have this, like, different perspective on it as you get older. And, I mean, I feel like at the time, like, Tyra even is, like, the perfect example. You know, it was almost like you were, you know, people thought of her in this one way. You sort of saw her through the town's eyes and the way that they kind of judged her. And then, like, now with the way things are, and you kind of are, like, able to see that in this new light that kind of she's like the only one that has like a chance of getting out, B, like a perspective and a dream for something bigger and respect for herself and all these things while still having like vulnerability of a kid and trying to like work her way through difficult stuff, you know?
I love it. Point. Okay. So my first question is for Zach. Mm. Were you able to get Taylor Swift tickets considering you were Taylor Swift's love interest?
Ours was the video. It was ours. And hours. He was a soldier coming home. I know this well because I'm the biggest other. Taylor Swift is my other passion.
Oh my
he was
God.
Coming home and she was at the office and she was like, I just can't wait to see my soldier. Yep. And he came to the airport.
I'm so sorry. I'll go through the annals of my contact list. I don't think she's in there, but she did. This is the nicest thing. So I was in Nashville to shoot that, and when we wrapped, she gave me like a handwritten note of like things to do in Nashville.
Wow.
And it was like so sweet and thoughtful, and I think there were like little hearts over the eyes. It was really cute.
Did you get to kiss her?
They did kiss in the video, right?
Did they?
I don't know. I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
Jesus,
that?
Zach.
I know. So modest with all this stuff.
I'm just so out of touch. Like, I only got an Instagram because of our podcast. And I literally, they were doing all the behind the scenes footage on that music video and they're interviewing me and I'm really bad with names. And I wasn't sure if her name was Taylor or Tyler. And so I would only refer to her as Miss Swift. Miss Swift is, she's so great. She's so sweet, so great to work with. And I was terrified because I knew I would be like, I mean, this was back in 2004 or something. Like I would have been the first person ever canceled if I said her name wrong. So
that's the perfect thing, though. That's exactly what Zach does, is he uses his blasé nature and non-caring or an understanding of anything to actually turn it into something unbelievably charming and like a wonderful brand that everyone can't get enough of.
Jason Bateman calls that sexy indifference.
Oh. Wait, sexy indifference.
Sexy indifference.
Okay, Scott, for people who have never seen Friday Night Lights that are listening to this podcast, can you give us like a brief synopsis? Like, what is the show about?
Yes, it's not only about football. It's about a town called Dillon. And it's about the town of people in the community and everyone who lives there. And really about how they figure out how to achieve their dreams under the pressure of... Under the
Scott,
pressure
come on,
of
the, you're there, baby. You're
lot,
right there.
A lot of the adults like kind of lost or broken dreams. And that's what it's really about to me. It's about the older generation heaping all of their wants and desires and the things they didn't get done in their life on the youth of the town and hoping that the youth can follow through and they can live vicariously through them. It's about a small town in Texas. It is just small town life. That's it.
Okay.
But no, that's really what it is. It's I don't know. I've never been asked to give an elevator pitch of Friday Night Lights.
Well,
but
it's your character. Your character's like the football hero of town.
Yeah.
Like you're the Tom Brady. You're going to go to the NFL. There's so much pressure on you to be the best of the best. And then there's this like accident. I'm not spoiling anything. There's this accident and like, you can't play anymore. And like the next guy up who's never fucking played because you were so good mm-hmm. is Zach's character. And it's like about the confidence. It was like Ted Lasso before it was Ted Lasso. You know what I mean? But like also with like the Gossip Girl backstories of like people are having sex and there's Tim Wiggins.
Yeah, and then that's like, it.
Being the bad boy, yes. And there's Tammy Taylor, and then there's the coach. Like, there's just a lot of things.
How do you guys feel about Riggins, the Lady Gang crew?
King loves Tim Riggins. Oh, my God. Ribbon.
Thank you.
Jack has
no
not
one
watched
made me. There's no fictional character.
Yes. I know.
Yeah, Jack needs to watch. There's no fictional character that has ever made me that horny.
Same.
But then Thomas Shelby did enter my life from Peaky Blinders. Those
two
characters.
Thomas Shelby makes me horny.
Right?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I'm Thomas Shelby. It's,
yeah.
Peaky Blinders.
But only them really as good, those Zach. Characters.
Yeah, I also seen totally. That guy that played Tim Riggins out in the world with his other shows, and I'm like,
that
no.
guy.
Like, whatever. Yeah,
I can't even remember his name. But like Tim Riggins and
Taylor
the Blue
Kids. No, it's Tyler
it's the brood.
Kitsch. It's Tyler Kitsch, and only Zach only
Kitsch.
Calls him Mr. Kitsch because he's always worried. On whether, no, Taylor Kitsch. Taylor Kitsch.
Did he date Lady Gaga?
No, I just said the wrong. I said the Chicago Fire guy. Wow, we are.
Oh my God, whoa. That's another Taylor. Tyler, that's my friend. Taylor, Tyler, that's my friend. I love him.
Such a good friend. You know his last name.
I only know his first name. That's how close we are. Okay, the last names don't matter. He it's true though. He was my Jordan Catalano. Like that's the only other one that I found as like sexy and horny is like the Jared Leto. Again, not obviously not Jared Leto. No offense, but like Jared Leto as Jordan Catalano yes. on my so. Life and Tim Riggins, those are the horn dogs.
Yeah. I don't know. We've had this conversation a lot on the podcast of like whether or not, and May has said this herself, when she was watching the show 15 years ago, Tim Riggins was everything. Mm-hmm. But now she's like, no, I'd be like, you're weird and you're drunk and please get out of my room and go take a shower. Can you wash your hair once in a while?
It's true.
And this bad boy thing isn't playing anymore 15 years later. Is that, I mean, does Tim Riggins still hold his charm?
You grow into a, like, hopefully as you grow, you kind of want more of a Saracen. Like, don't get all excited, Zach. But like, you know, you're like, you go from like being like, obviously it's Riggins. And then you're like, I have to be able to settle down here, folks. Like, I'll just take this Saracen because he's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Tim Riggins does not have like a diversified portfolio of investments. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Okay, May, how did you become a super fan? Because you've been making TV since you were birthed.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that like nothing really impresses you because you've been in everything good. Yes. What was it about this show and how did you fall in love with it?
Honestly, I feel like nothing does it. That's correct. Nothing impresses me. Not because I've been in everything good, just because I'm like a jaded old baby, like a little old smoking baby in the corner. That's like, whatever, I've seen it all. But for me, you know, first of all, having like been on Parenthood, which was, you know, Jason Kadam's next show after Friday Night Lights, I sort of like that just gave me an even greater understanding of the process of what Friday Night Lights was and how much like improv and care and like respect for the characters and the stories making sense. I think the special thing about like Jason Kadam's universe is like he really cares about all the dots being connected in a way that feels really honest. And something about that, really the truth of that can just comes through the screen. And I think it was the same for Friday Night Lights where it was like, you would watch it and you just felt like you were right there in the most intimate moments of these people's lives. And there was something for absolutely everyone to connect to in a really genuine, private, quiet way. And that's the thing that like, it's why we say it's not only football, because again, I don't think I've ever been to a football game. I'm like, yay, throw it. But like when it comes to all the rest of it, it really is like a story about life and all these really complicated little pieces. And I think like just the acting was so genuine and you really went on the growth journey with these people. You were so invested in them and seeing like, these are really difficult things to go through that these people are all going through. And you have people that you can sort of relate to in different ways. I mean, Coach is like perfect. And you're like, oh my God, he gives the best advice. He's so balanced. He's so mature. And then like, he'll give some bad advice. And you're like, well, he's a, you know, flawed character. Yeah. Like there's no, it doesn't feel like manipulative. It just feels honest, which I think is a rare thing to find these days.
Zach, is there a Friday Night Lights group chat, like where the entire cast is still like just wishing each other happy birthday, sending?
There better not be, because I want to be on.
You know, I'll tell you this. We're actually all still in touch, but there's not. I think the show was so, it predated group texts. So we just haven't started one, but like
no, it didn't. It was during the time of BlackBerry Messenger.
We all
had each other's BlackBerry Messenger code. Like, if you didn't have a BlackBerry, you weren't part of like the cool crew on Friday Night Lights when we were shooting.
Oh wow!
I'm not lying. But then once we all moved to iPhone, nobody talked anymore.
Well, I have a question for you. Since leaving the show, was there a period of time where you left the show and the show was just so massive that you kind of didn't want to talk to anybody about it and you were just so over it? Was there a journey of wanting to forget about it?
I guess asking because she was on Glee.
Yeah, she was asking a
everywhere we
question.
Go. Someone asked her about Glee and she's like, please ask me about anything like else.
We I'm like, never, could you please go away?
For us, we were never Glee. We were canceled twice. Nobody really watched us when we were on TV. We were airing against American Idol. And so like nobody would watch us live. DVR was kind of at its infancy and nobody had like streaming services weren't Blockbuster Online was around. Like you had to order a DVD and wait like 4 weeks for it to come in to watch your show if they even had a set. And then it's just come in waves. It's kind of like streamers started to happen and then we moved from like Netflix to Hulu and then Hulu to Amazon or wherever we are. And so a new audience will find us. And so it's kind of just been a steady drip as opposed to like this waterfall of attention. We do get asked a lot, are they going to make a movie? Would you go back and do it? And I'm over that question. I think we've all said our piece on it. Like the show ended really cool in a really cool way and kind of a perfect way. And I think we've all moved on. But outside of that, like I'm super stoked that like people are just finding Friday Night Lights today. And they can watch it and it's still connecting 15 years later. But yeah, we never had that like weird rush of fame.
That's
with
I think
that
one
show.
Of the really cool things about the show too, what Scott just said is that 15 years later, it still holds up. We're watching it again. And aside from like a haircut here or there, there's nothing really like, oh my God, that's so early 2000.
The jeans rises are a little upsetting. Yeah. They're so low. It's that zipper. That's like a quarter tiny of an inch. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We love those.
Okay. Well, May, I would consider myself a Friday Night Lights, super fan as well. I have cause I could remember all the actors, just kidding. I ruined it in the wash, but I had a What Would Tammy Taylor Do sweatshirt that I wore religiously for a decade. And I also once chased after Tammy Taylor at an event.
Yeah. It was the most horrifying moment of my entire life. We were at a party
entire life
for NBC. And at the time she was on some show on NBC, we had a show with E for a bit and we were like the lowest of the totem pole, you know, like E, the cable people are coming. It was like a Christmas party. And then there's Connie Britton and Kelty has interviewed like every single person you can imagine on the red carpet, like George Clooney, blah, blah, blah. Not to say that Connie Britton's not of that caliber, but she has kept her cool through every encounter. And then suddenly this like redhead walks past us. Kelty's mid-conversation with, I believe at the time, the president of NBC. She says, hold on 1 second. We're at Catch in LA. She runs down the hallway and screams, Tammy Taylor, Tammy Taylor.
It was so bad.
2017, okay? And she goes screaming and stops the elevator from closing. And Connie is standing there with a tissue because I guess she was kind of sick. And she's like blowing her nose into the tissue. And Kelty could not have gotten closer to her. It could not have been a more awkward, uncomfortable experience. And so I was like, if there's anyone who knows more about Friday Night Lights, it's May or Kelty. You guys could have a showdown.
Not the elevator close talker. No
personal space respecting at all happening there. Like it's we were trying hard to make a good impression and just like really ruined it.
But it's amazing the things that like trigger that. Like I had that at LACMA again, jaded smoking baby. I'm like, I don't care. And then I saw Ken Jennings while he was like in the middle of his massive Jeopardy run at like LACMA. And yes. I couldn't, I like couldn't even function. And I was like, I can talk, make conversation with anyone. And I was like, how did you know? And he was truly like, I'm with my children. I don't feel comfortable. Like it was like, I was like, oh wow, this is what it's like to be on the end of this, where people just are scared of you, just blatantly scared of you. It's really crazy.
You did terrified. The same thing to Zach. You chased him out of a restaurant.
He says I do. He loves to be like, you were so scary. And I'm like, please, I was giving you a treat.
My wife will verify that story because she was there. She's like, Zach, we need to go. I don't care if she was a fan. She's scary. We got to go. And now, like, fast forward 15 years later,
I don't even remember.
Like, we have a podcast.
Oh my God, that's epic.
When we come back, we are going to unpack some of the most famous quotes from the show.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
All right, we are back with the hosts of It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond, Zach Scott and May. All right, so I'm going to read some, I'm going to give this first one to you, Zach.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a Coach Taylor quote, and you're going to tell me like what life advice we can give to the Lady Gang today based on this famous Coach Taylor quote. Are you ready? I said, yeah. You need to strive to be better than everyone else. I didn't say you needed to be better than everyone else, but you're going to try. That's what character is. It's in the try.
Mm. Yeah. Great read. I mean, it's great. That was great. I thought I was watching Kyle Chandler. You know, it's kind of like that. I think it was a Michael Jordan quote. It reminds me of that. I kind of lived my life for a while. I can accept failure, but I can't accept not trying. Mm. And I think it's just kind of that old, you know, as long as you give it your best. I mean, I have kids and we're always like, I don't care. It's not about winning. It's not about finishing. It's just about the effort. And as long as you make an effort, we'll be proud of you. And, you know, you guys are making an effort with this podcast and I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you. Oh my God,
thank you. Are you proud of your kids though? Like when your kids suck at something, are you still like, I'm proud of you? Are you lying? Well, you're lying a little bit.
You're lying through you're frustrated and you want to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's just like, it's a sight word. It's literally the word on. You don't have to write it twice. This should take you 5 seconds and we can move on. But you're like, goo-goo-ba-da-da-ba-ba. And I'm like, oh my God. But I'm like, you really worked really hard on that. I know it was hard for you. But you push through, and that's what's important.
I won't let my kids quit. Like, I want my kids to have a sense of stick-to-itiveness, and that's what that quote means to me. Like, just I don't care if it's good or not. Like, just don't quit. Like, that's just I just don't want my kids to quit.
Well, yeah, let them quit.
They'll be able to make that choice eventually.
Okay,
and we'll have that conversation down the road when they're like, "I want to go to an arts college," and I'm like, "Yeah, but." I don't know.
Look what happened to Becca Tobin.
Here I am. You want to be broke your whole life? I mean, no, but actually, I am a new parent. My son is about to turn one. And Congrats. First of all, it took me a year to be into it. So thank you very much.
Love that. Love to hear that.
It's awful. And when people see babies who have had children and they're like,
oh my God, like I just want that baby. I'm like, keep your babies far away from me. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I hate a baby.
That's so helpful to hear. I love to hear this, honestly, because I don't have kids yet, but I'm like, I have so many friends who are like, I feel so bad, but I like hate my baby. Like, it's like, and I feel like it's important to talk. We're only now in this phase of like letting women acknowledge how fucking hard, you know, it's, we've always sort of like made like, societally, I feel like we make it, people feel, women feel bad for like acknowledging how difficult being a new mother is. And it's so awful. I really, it helps me to hear you say that. Thank you.
Well, good. It's awful.
It is interesting. My wife and I have talked a lot about the fact that these phases happen, but then they're over and they don't happen again. And it's like distance makes all that time that you spent with them when they're this little and they just need you that much. You have fond memories. We're built as animals, just like animals in the wild, to not remember any of the bad shit, mm-hmm. and then like only remember the stuff that like fondly. And so that's why like people who have older kids are like, oh, give me the baby, because they don't remember how hard all the shit was. They just remember like holding the baby in the sweetest moment, right? So it is all like phases, and as you're going to encounter a lot more shit. You haven't even hit sleep regression yet, right? So like you've got stuff coming your way that's like not a ton of fun, but it's
do you say sleep aggression?
Sleep aggression. Well, I mean,
what? Oh my God, sleep, I don't know what that is either.
Sleep regression. Like they sleep really well over the night, but then the baby's brain expands and then they forget all the shit they know how to do, like sleep. And then they won't sleep. And then you're like, why can't you remember how to fall asleep again?
Becca, I gotta tell you, I know Scott's a much nicer guy than me, and I do love my kids very much.
It's true.
You're not gonna look back on this fondly. When we had our second kid, I was like, why did we do this? Like, we just stopped with all this shit. Like, she just figured out how to spell the word on, and now we're doing diapers again. And now I'm going to have to teach him how to spell the word on. I don't know what were we thinking. And sometimes my wife will say, like, should we have another? I'm like, absolutely fucking not. No.
Can't deal with on for a third time.
Adopt like a 16-year-old, but that's the only option is going straight to teenagerdom with an adoption.
This is why Zach and I are such good friends for so long. We were roommates for a while, and we do not see the world the same at all, and it's so fun.
I can totally tell. No, I can totally tell. Scott, I feel like you're a Kelty, which I really appreciate. And Zach is like a Jack Becca. And like, I really feel that. Okay, Scott, your quote, here we go.
Okay.
Your quote is another by Coach Taylor. And this is 6 a.m. sharp means 5:45.
Oh, God. If you're not on time, if you're not early, you're late, right?
Oof, yes.
Brutal.
If you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. Mm. Yeah, no, that's, I don't know. I wish I could have lived my life that way, but I am perpetually late. My wife keeps me in check, though. I'm going to be there 15 minutes early. That's the only way I feel comfortable entering whatever situation we're going into. Like, she gets there first, she can assess, she's ready to go. I'm more like, you know,
Okay, we have 2 minutes, and I want to just ask you about the famous, most famous. You guys know what I'm talking about.
What?
Say it out loud.
I know what you're talking about.
Go for it.
Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose. Which I'm glad that you saved this to the end, because I just need you guys to understand that I had a license plate that I thought said clear eyes, full hearts, and it didn't quite read. And Zach saw it and was upset. He was like, it literally said,
we were like hanging out. And she's like, hey, did you check out my license plate? I'm like, why would I check out your license plate? First of all, you weirdo. Second of all, she's like, do you see what it says? I'm like, I don't know. Like Claritin. You love Claritin.
It was like an allergy medication. It was like Clurful. But it was like Clurful. And then it had a heart. And I was like, you guys, it's so obvious. But no one ever got it. But to me, that is like, the fact that that was on this show, it feels like a tale as old as time. The fact that they created that on this show is so brilliant. It's literally how I live my life. It's like, you do your best. You go into a situation, you keep your eyes open and ready, and then you have your heart full of love, and then whatever happens is the right thing. Like, come on, that's brilliant.
God, the smoking baby. I can't get
enough. Look at her. I'm back. This is the only time I get excited.
That's going to be
I'm going to go smoke a pack after this.
Off to podcast. All right. We have to let you go because you have babies and other things to do. And you also have a lot of jobs. You can catch Scott on Ginny in Georgia, which is like the biggest show on wherever mm-hmm. it is right now.
Netflix.
So congratulations on that. And like 100 other fucking things are all
and
coming
up
at
here.
The same time.
He's on the same show.
Up here. Right.
Yes.
And May's new series Up Here on Hulu, which is incredible. And then Zach is on Criminal Minds, mm-hmm. which is like, get that bag, baby. That's going to be on forever.
And,
to go. And you can check out the podcast of Friday Night Lights. It's not only football, Friday Night Lights and beyond, every week at Podcast One. And you can follow them on Instagram. But I got to say, between the three of you, the stupidest Instagram names I've ever heard. We have Skittish Kid.
That was my old beatboxing moniker when I started.
Okay.
Scott, you are an onion. Okay.
Onion. Yes. Don't start the unpeeling.
Zach Gifford 7, which is fine, but like, why the 7? And then
that was his number on the show. That was his number on Friday Night Lights.
Well, also, I was so late to Instagram, someone already took my name.
Oh God. He's already been kicked off. Let's just go there.
And then Maze is Mr. Garth.
It was a Rastafarian landscaper that I met in Jamaica. He was hiding in the bushes. I'm sorry. Excuse me for having a brilliant criminal mind.
Good luck, everyone. We're so excited about the podcast. Thanks for spending time with us. Come back anytime, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.